on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, next up, our weekly update, typically weekly, from the Daily Citizen. Go to thedailycitizen.org to keep up with stories really relevant to you and your family. A couple weeks ago, we visited with Emily Washburn about the lawsuit that had impacts here in New Mexico, the lawsuit against Meta, and at the time said, well, as things progress there, we'll try to get Emily back on. Well, here she is. Emily, thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me back.
Emily, so the verdict has been delivered, and actually, if people, this was, big news. I heard it all over the place, but we really wanted to get back to you to kind of walk us through what the verdict means and how it might impact decisions for maybe future lawsuits and what have you. But for those who maybe even didn't hear the first story, if you could bring them up to date, relatively quickly, and then let us know where we are now.
Sure. So New Mexico sued Meta actually in 2023, alleging that their platforms, Facebook and Instagram in particular, actually didn't just enable child endangerment. So we're talking about prostitution, sex trafficking, the exchange of child pornography, but actually facilitated it, pushed children into dangerous situations. That case came to trial in 2026. And on March 24th, the jury delivered a verdict, and they said that Meta needs to pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's consumer protection laws against deceptive business practices. And the judge could potentially assign them more damages and even potentially more weighty actions that they would have to take to change their platform later in the trial process.
Okay, so a couple of things I noticed. The jury required Meta to pay $5,000, the maximum penalty possible, you wrote, which, by the way, we're taking this from an article Emily wrote for the Daily Citizen, thedailycitizen.org. The headline is Juries in California and New Mexico Rule Against Meta. But was this a class action, or was it a single instance that had so many violations that times 5,000 for a single individual was $375 million? Was it that, or was it class action?
No, it was the former. It was that many violations, and all of that evidence came from, not all of the evidence. The majority of the evidence came from an undercover investigation that the Attorney General's office did, where they actually had officers pretend to be 14-year-old children on Instagram and Facebook, and they documented firsthand, what Instagram and Facebook algorithms were feeding them, what kinds of content, but also times when they would actually create fake scenarios where it would be very obvious for Meta to tell that a child was in danger of being trafficked, maybe was in a situation where they were being exploited, and Meta consistently failed to identify those signs, even though they were very obvious. So those are the kinds of things.
Okay. In your article, you also write a spokesperson for Meta told Fox Business it plans to appeal the ruling. I mean, with the resources available, from Meta, do you anticipate this being tied up for a very long time? Or is the evidence so overwhelming that it would behoove Meta really just to, make a whatever brief appeal and then really just get past this?
I don't think there's any getting past it for Meta. I think they're going to fight it as long as possible. I don't know how long that will take. It's difficult to tell in these situations, but these cases go directly to the heart of the laws that have protected them from any accountability thus far, and they need to kind of nip it in the bud. The more cases get before a jury, my hunch is the more money they're going to have to pay. So they really want to get this thrown out as precedent if they can.
Right. And precedent will need to wait until after appeals?
It will. No, they can still cite it as precedent, although the defense would be able to say it's being appealed.
Okay, so there could be plenty more cases now. Do you anticipate the size of the judgment in each of the upcoming potential cases would be as large as the one here that was $375 million?
Yes, and I think it's going to get larger. So there's a group of cases. Basically, New Mexico decided to tackle META in its own state court. But there is a group of states that filed against META in federal court, and those cases are anticipated to start going to trial in the summer. And I think that META is going to find it much more difficult to fight those cases with this precedent. And this is going to be a very typical penalty. And this, you know, isn't even a punitive damage. This is just the penalty for violating the law, right? So if in these other cases they're able to prove malice, they might also face punitive damages, which they're facing in other civil cases.
Wow. All right. Well, potentially the end of META. I mean, there's only so much money they have, right?
I hope that it's the end of META as we know it. I think it's a signal that META makes money from making sure its users stay on its platforms as long as possible, which means it has some incentives to make sure users are addicted, to make sure that child predators can continue using the platform. And I hope that these rulings start to eliminate those incentives, and it may find that it is no longer such a lucrative company, but it's also, you know, maybe not endangering children.
What should families be taking away from this ruling and information?
It doesn't matter whether or not META is convicted in court. What we're finding from the court proceedings themselves is that these are not safe places for your children, point blank.
There you go.
Unless you're looking over their shoulder at everything they're doing on these platforms, you cannot guarantee that they are safe. So consider that before you allow them access. And I have a lot of compassion for parents who have already allowed their children on the platform, not knowing the full story because they weren't given the full story. But you can put the toothpaste back in the tube in this one instance, right? You can say you no longer have access to these platforms, and I would encourage you to consider that decision.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Emily Washburn. She wrote the article, Juries in California and New Mexico Rule Against META. You'll find it at thedailycitizen.org. Emily's issues analysis and writer for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. And Emily, always appreciate your time. And obviously, any updates to this that would be relevant to our listeners, we'd love to have you back another time.
I'd love to be back.
All right. Thanks, Emily. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.